So as we started to say a couple of new Kavilach Tehillim in the morning, one in the morning, one in the afternoons, I thought we'd talk about what they're about, ones that we don't necessarily, some of them we say more often, some less, but maybe talk about them a little bit to understand them a little bit better. So the Mizmor we're adding in the mornings now, Mizmor Chaf, Mizmor Levit and Chasham B'yom Sara. So we actually say that Mizmor every single day, most days, between Ashrei and Nevelat Tzion. And the Vilna Gaon writes that there are 70 words in this Kapitel Tehillim, alluding to the 70 years of Galus between the first and second Beis Hamikdash. And the entire Perek alludes really to the building of the next Beis Hamikdash. So Chazal placed it in the daily Tfilos as a reference to the yearning for the third Beis Hamikdash. And that time, right, that time as you get closer to the third Beis Hamikdash is known as the Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. And during that time, so Chazal tell us that things get measurably worse, a lot worse, before they get better. Just like in childbirth, things seem to get much worse, much more painful, before the very tremendous joy of eventually having a child. And since this mizmor is a relatively somber mizmor, that's the reason why it's excluded on some very joyful days, on Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, etc., Yachol Moed, the other days when we don't say the Lama Tzeach. Why don't we say it on those days? Because Lama Tzeach is one of the bees. It's a little bit of it's a somewhat sad mizmor, and that's why it's excluded during those times. The Katakamach writes that we talk about Yanach Hashem Yom Sarei Sagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Right, we ask Hashem to respond to us, and we call him the Elokei Yaakov. And why is that? Because Yaakov had the most difficult life of all the avos. And even though he had the most difficult life, the Bo Shalom, at the end of the day, protected him through all of his sorrows. I actually thought of it just today, that, you know, at the end, in the back of the Siddur, you can find the psukim to say for your name. You know, Chazal say this. Chazal would say, when you go up to Shemayim, they're going to ask you, what's your name? And you have to say the psukim for your names. You know, so my name is Binyamin Yaakov. So for the name Yaakov, it's actually this pasuk. Yanach Hashem, it begins with the yod and ends with the beis. Yanach Hashem, yom sorry, skev Hashem, like Yaakov. It's not surprising that any person who has the name Yaakov, right, who had such difficulty in his life, so it you reference this mizmor specifically then. You say Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh in this tefillah. So what is the Radak says that means we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our Ezra, right, our help should come not from the Umos Olam. We don't want it to come from them. We want it to come Mikodesh, to come from the Kedushas Yisrael, to come from who we are as Jews. That should be the salvation that we have. And we write, we say, Kol Yiskor Kol Minchosecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should recognize, should pay attention to all of our mincha. So mincha, actually, the Ibn Ezra writes, what does it mean? It means our minchosecha, it means our tfilos, our korbanos. But Rashi says, no. Yisko kol minchosecha, he's talking, sitting at a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. What are you talking about? You're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just do all of our mincha, all of our offerings, meaning all of our tfilos. We say, Heima karu v'lafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Right? They slumped and fell down, and we rose and were invigorated. And the Radak writes that even though at first it may seem that our enemies are invincible, that we have no chance, at the end, Yeshua Hashem Kherafan, Kadosh Baruch Hu can turn things around in a second. All of a sudden, we're the ones who are invincible, and we're successful, and they fall down, and we destroy them. And perhaps the most meaningful line, personally, in this kapitel is, Eila Barecha Veli Vasusim Anachnu Vashem Hashem Elokim Naskev. They show up with armies with chariots and horses, with RPGs and with rockets and whatever they use. And at the end of the day, we fight back. Obviously, we fight with those weapons also, but we know they're only successful because we use the Shem Hashem, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly a very, very fitting tefillah to be saying in time of war. Recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, we need him, that he's the one who helps us in these difficult times, that as much as we have to do what we can physically to fight, at the end of the day, V'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokim Naskir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu who helps us, and Be'ez Hashem, our tefillos carry that very strength, and the Am Yisrael took a victory.